Good morning and happy day after Halloween, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. I'll be with you for the next hour. We've got a good show today. I'll tell you about a classic rock band putting a new spin on the phrase, rock and roll will never die. We'll hear new music from Elvis Costello, plus our usual Phil's pick and our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. So let's get started with the best rock from all eras. On 91.5 WMFO, this is the Allman Brothers.
Just keep on flowing, and don't worry about where it's going. No, no.
What kind of New Englanders would we be if we didn't start today's show talking about the weather? After a week like we had last week, that is 10,000 Maniacs, it's featuring Natalie Merchant on lead vocals, Like the Weather, and we heard Blue Sky, optimistically, from the Allman Brothers Band at the top of the hour here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. That song, Like the Weather, that phrase, what a cold and rainy day, it just kept going through my mind all week last week. Wow. Even by our standards, that was brutal. But it's also amazing how just a few hours of bright sun like we had yesterday can make you totally forget the week before. I guess that's a property you have to have to live around here. It's also the 1st of November, so we are officially entering deep fall, and we can now legitimately start talking about the holidays. So I suppose we can brace ourselves for that. And also sad news this weekend about the death of Jerry Remy, longtime voice of the Red Sox. He'd been battling lung cancer for years and finally lost that battle this weekend. The last time he was seen publicly, I think, was game one of either the ALCS against the Astros or the ALDS. I'm not sure, but he threw out the first pitch. There was a time when Jerry Remy was considered for national broadcasting work, but he was dismissed as sounding too Boston, which was true, and that's why we loved him around here, and he will certainly be missed. Well, it is time for Phil's Pick. My friend Phil from Watertown sends us great music suggestions every week, songs he thinks we ought to be listening to, and I enjoy featuring them here at this time every week on the show. Here's Phil's Pick.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Can I Believe You by the Fleet Foxes. The Fleet Foxes draw their inspiration from the Beach Boys, Animal Collective, and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Their debut album was listed in the top 100 albums of the decade by Rolling Stone. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Can I believe?
That's Tom Petty and Leave Virginia Alone. It was released last summer as part of the Wildflowers and All the Rest, which was a reissue of his 1994 album Wildflowers, along with many outtakes from those recording sessions, including that one, Leave Virginia Alone. And we heard the Fleet Foxes before that from Phil and Phil's Pick, and the song was called Can I Believe You? Well, this is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for waking up and getting going with me this morning. If you are trying to scurry out of the house to get to work or school, the time is 8:20. And I hope you had a good weekend, maybe a little hungover, not in the literal sense, but just having celebrated Halloween in various forms over the course of the weekend. Well, the name of our show is Rock of Ages, and we play a lot of classic rock, of course, but we also like to play new music when we can. And Elvis Costello and the Impostors have dropped a new song. It's called Magnificent Hurt. It is the first single from their upcoming album, which will be called The Boy Named If. It will arrive on January 14th. Elvis was quoted as saying that the album's 13 songs, quote, take us from the last days of a bewildered boyhood to that mortifying moment when you are told to stop acting like a child, which for most men, and perhaps a few gals too, can be any time in the next 50 years. New from Elvis Costello, this is Magnificent Hurt on Rock of Ages.
After talking in tongues, I began to preach. White falls from the branches, an apple, a peach. Hold on to me. There's a red alert. It's the way. Hurt.
some mid-80s power pop from the Smithereens, a band from New York City, but they got a lot of airplay in Boston here on WBCN in the mid-80s. That was called Behind a Wall of Sleep. And before that, Elvis Costello, the new one from him. The album will be called The Boy Named If. It'll come out on January 14th, and the song we heard was The Magnificent Hurt. An interesting week, as always, in rock history. A couple of items featuring rock and technology this week. On Saturday, marked the day in 1999, which was one of the first known attempts at video over the web, when Neil Young's annual Bridge School benefit concert was cybercast to a few brave souls willing to try to get their dial-up modems to work. It featured The Who, Pearl Jam, and Brian Wilson, who also performed at the show. And also on Saturday marked the day in 2006 when Keane became the first major act to release a song on a USB memory stick. For $3.99, fans could purchase the 512-megabyte drive at HMV stores, plug it into their computers, transfer the track Nothing in My Way, along with some videos and screensavers and such. The single on a stick format, however, would definitely fail to catch on. Also, celebrating birthdays today, born in 1963, Rick Allen, drummer of Def Leppard. And on this day in 1944, the late Heath Emerson of Emerson, Lake and Palmer was born. I came upon a very interesting article about ELP last week, borderline creepy. Classic rock fans, I think, know ELP. They were one of the leading progressive classical rock bands, along with Yes, the Moody Blues, and others. Well, Keith Emerson and Greg Lake both died in 2016, but why should that stop them from touring, right? Carl Palmer has plans to reunite the trio later this year, using previously unseen footage of the band at London's Royal Albert Hall in 1992. He's hoping to play with his departed bandmates once again, drumming live alongside them with split-screen clips of Emerson and Lake from that recorded concert from 1992. Palmer told Rolling Stone, "That to me would be the way to present an Emerson, Lake and Palmer show again. That's going to be extremely possible. It will look authentic, it will look real, and it will be in sync. And it'll be something better than a hologram." Will anyone pay to see that? Who knows? If they do, I think he will be a very lucky man. Here's ELP on Rock of Ages, WMFO.
He had white horses and ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. White lace and feathers, they made up his bed. A gold-covered mattress on which he was led. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man. People would sing. Ooh.
Don't know.
Just love the power pop of Matthew Sweet. That song is called Sick of Myself, and we heard Emerson, Lake, and Palmer before that with Lucky Man here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Good morning, Ron LaRusso with you. We do this every Monday morning between 8 and 9 o'clock. Pre-recording my show today, we do have the option to come back live in studio, and I must confess that I have been doing some live fill-ins for various other WMFO DJs and am enjoying that. And probably won't be long before I start doing this live as well, but for now, still pre-recording, doing the show on Sunday morning. And as always, you are listening to us on 91.5 FM on the radio if you are in the greater Boston area, and also streaming on WMFO.org and, of course, on demand as well. Well, it is time for our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. Despite their very American name, The Outfield, actually formed in London, their debut album, released in 1985 and led by this song, was a smash hit. It went triple platinum. They opened for Journey and The Starship on their international tours. They released four more albums through 1992 with moderate success and then went on a hiatus for most of the 90s. They reunited in the mid-2000s but never came close to matching the success of their very first album with this song. This is Your Love by The Outfield, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era on WMFO.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
I don't wanna lose. cannot quit me so quickly. There's no hope in you for me. No corner you could squeeze me. But I got all the time for you, love. The space between the tears we cry is the laughter keeps us coming back for more. The space between the wicked lies we tell and hope to keep safe from the pain. Confuse me like will it rain today? Waste the hours with talking these twisted games we're playing. We're strange allies with warring hearts. What do
That's the Dave Matthews Band, The Space Between. And before that, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. From The Outfield, it's called Your Love. From time to time, I am challenged by my choices for the one-hit wonder, and I have to say, it is not a science, it is an art. I am the judge and jury. And a band like The Outfield, yeah, they had some other radio airplay, mostly as a result of having had that big song, Your Love. But a one-hit wonder, in my definition, is one where you can sing along with most of the words and you can't quickly name another song by that band. And so I think The Outfield does qualify, and I think mostly all of my one-hit wonders do qualify under that definition. Well, we will get right back to the music right after this.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Well, by now, I'm sure Halloween and Halloween weekend is firmly in the rearview mirror. But I did want to pay a slight homage to Halloween, so we'll do a couple of songs now. Rock of Ages, WMFO.
Don Felder from the Eagles, and you're listening to Ron LaRusso.
One of the earliest records from the Eagles called Witchy Woman. We also heard Creedence and Bad Moon Rising and Bow Wow Wow, I Want Candy, a song that probably does not get a lot of attention outside of Halloween, but we stretched it out for one more day here on Rock of Ages, and now we can declare Halloween officially over and done. Kind of like our show today, officially over and done. That's all the time we have. Thank you for joining me this morning on Rock of Ages. My name is Ron LaRusso. I'm here every Monday morning from 8 till 9 o'clock. Please join me again next week. And until you do, I hope you have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web.